On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cutting sheet Tuesday.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, sure, why not?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the program. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? No. No, that's not me. No. No, thanks for being here. You're looking nice today. Whoa. What happened? Oh, you combed your hair. I see. Nice. Okay, it is Tuesday, whatever, doesn't make any difference. Could be Monday, could be Wednesday, no difference to make. Welcome to the program, thank you for stopping by. I guarantee you by the time the show's over and you go off and do something else, you'll find yourself more enriched, informed, and a little bit more loving, as am I. Okay, all right. I was speaking to some people yesterday, which I tend to do every once in a while. Not a lot. I try not to speak to people too much, other than doing this daily program. I try to keep my distance. I make believe in my head that there is a pandemic going on and that I'm supposed to stay away from people a good 30 to 40 feet. There's no pandemic anymore, but I still practice safe whatever. So I'm talking to some people and they're telling me, oh my God, you know, it's starting to get dark a lot earlier. I said, yeah, that's kind of what's been happening. How long have you been on the planet? Did you just notice this? Yeah, you know, I get very depressed during the winter. That's probably because people can't stand you. Because, you know, they have to stay inside with you and that's not an easy chore. I get it. No, it's not why, Ron. It's because I get depressed because the sun goes down so early and it's dark so long during the evening. Well, it doesn't get dark during the morning or the afternoon. I mean, we're not in the Scandinavian countries here. It does get dark at a point around 5 o'clock for a couple of months. I know, and I get very depressed. Well, you apparently are easily swayed by your environment. Come on. We have these things called houses and apartments where we have our stuff. And what you do when it gets dark outside, when you go inside, turn the lights on. Oh, I do, Ron, but it's still depressing.
Okay. I don't know. Turning the lights on kind of brightens things up a lot. There was this guy named Edison who invented the light bulb. Are you into that? And by a flick of the switch, you can have the entire room that you're in completely lit up, and you can go ahead and do all the stuff you were going to do in daylight.
I didn't know that, Ron.
Yes, it's true.
All I have to do is flip the switch?
That's right. If you have the Alexa app,
you can buy these little wall socket things and plug things into that, and you can ask Alexa to turn the lights on for you because you're a lazy son of a bitch. You can't even flick a switch. You have to just stand there and decree that I announce to the artificial intelligence devices around me, I announce that I wish the lights to come on, and I do it now. And when I command them to go off, you shall follow my command because I'm far too lazy to flick a switch. I have to get up from a chair and walk all the way over to a wall and flick a switch in order for the lights to come on or go off. Well, here, why don't you have the switch near the door where you're coming into a room and flick it when you go in, flick it on, and when you leave, flick it off. Ron, you're a genius. Yeah, right. A lot of rooms are constructed in that manner. In any event, cut it. Just shut up. Just shut up and cut. Just please be quiet about that, please.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Shut up!
Yeah. Ladies?
Shut up!
Okay. Fine. there is something that's available in the stores right now, which is an amazing product, and I kid you not about this. They are light bulbs. And what the light bulbs do is they actually have the color temperature of daylight. They're called, get this, I mean, how they came up with this title, I'll never know. They call these bulbs daylight bulbs. What a great name for that when they do that. I know. GE does it, has it. I think they're called, relax or no, not relax. I don't know. They got a name for it, but it's a daylight bulb, and you replace your regular bulbs with this, and they come in regular light bulb sizes and bulb shape. They come in the floodlight thing if you have the recessed lighting in your ceiling. I swear to you, if I've ever said anything that would make a difference, it would be now, which means that I don't say much of anything that makes a difference, and that's derogatory to me, so forget that whole thing. But just go to the store, buy one bulb, blah, blah, and replace it, and you'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll say, whoa, this is invigorating. It's actually energizing. It is. It's called a daylight bulb. It's made, various manufacturers make them. Just buy one and try it, and you'll say, wow, I was listening to this guy on the radio, and he suggested, I didn't know there was a bulb that gave like daylight kind of feeling, and it really makes the difference. Will you do that for me, please, if you're not familiar with this daylight bulb? It's available in every place. Every place they sell bulbs. Walmart, Kmart, Showmart, Flowmart, Polmart, Somart. I don't think there is a Kmart anymore, is there? No. There's no Kmart, no K-Car. There used to be a thing called a K-Car. Yeah. And there used to be a store called Kmart. You millennials don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Any product or store that begins with the letter K and then uses its solitary in the title like Kmart or K-Car is doomed for failure, quite obviously. Try the daylight bulb. That's my tip to you. And if you love it, then tell people, A, that you love the daylight bulb. That could solve your little three-month no daylight problem. And also say, listen to that Ron Van Dam show. The ideas he comes up with to make life better for ourselves is brilliant. Thank you very much. Here's something that isn't brilliant. I can't figure out. And by the way, this is not a serious program today. Sometimes I get serious. Sometimes I figure, you don't want to get serious all the time, do you? Domino's, that's the pizza place, not that little game with the dots on the little black rectangle. Domino's Pizza has come out with, you know, they're just trying as hard as they can to brand their pizza to sell it. They're doing everything they can, man. They've come up with Domino's Everyday Emergency Pizza. Excuse me? I've heard of emergency doors, emergency plans. I know what an emergency is. How does that have anything to do with a pizza? Oh, yes, I got my flashlight. I've got my my important documents folder here. It has all my important documents in it. I've got bottles of water. I've got my emergency pizza. Excuse me. Domino's emergency pizza that actually says it on the box now. And I don't know exactly what it is. I've seen the commercial a number of times, and I still don't know what the hell they're talking about, which is a very effective commercial. Apparently, if you have some sort of an emergency, like the power goes out or something, Domino's will give you a free emergency pizza. I don't know either. I don't get it. I don't even understand it. If the power is out, how is the Domino's going to make the pizza? I don't even understand how that's possible. Anyway, it's an emergency pizza. God forbid there should be a flood and your house totally collapses. Grab your emergency pizza immediately. Not that you have one standing by, because you can't get it unless you're in the emergency.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Everybody. Oh, I've lost everything. I've lost everything in the flood, and family members are dying. Did
you call Domino's for your emergency pizza?
Excuse me?
Domino's will give you an emergency pizza in this situation.
What are you, crazy? What are you, crazy?
I don't understand the emergency pizza. Even to say that is stupid. Even the phrase emergency pizza. What? God. Yeah, the entire neighborhood is flooded. It's totally gone. The tornado ripped through our town. We have nothing. Did you call Domino's? Why? What are they going to do? You can get a free pizza. It's just unbelievable. Well, Ron, I don't think that they're referring to tornado destruction in their emergency. Pete, what are they referring to?
What?
I'm having a party and I don't have enough food. This is a food emergency. I'm calling Domino's. I have a lot of people at my house watching television. And I don't have enough food. This is an emergency. Send me my emergency pizza.
No. That's not an emergency.
Well, what is?
Emergency pizza, my ass.
You know, there are far worse things going on in the world around the globe right now. Why I'm sitting here complaining about an emergency pizza, I don't know. Actually, I do know. Because we need an escape from all that stuff happening around the world. It's horrendously horrible. Here's this guy on the radio talking about an emergency pizza and replacing your light bulb with a daylight bulb. Can you believe this guy? Yes, you know I can. I can. Because life goes on. As horrendous as society may be, life does go on. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. I hope that you stick around until that time. But until then, I shall, I don't request much of you, actually, at all. I'm going to do this again. I hate to do this. I don't like to do it. Nothing makes me more discomfortable than having to do this. Well, actually, a lot of things make me less comfortable, but this is one of them. My social media manager, of which I have one, has told me to every once in a while request, if you're listening to this show, not on the radio, but on one of those platforms, you know, one of those Spotify, Codify, Shopify things, or the iHeartRadio app, or the Amazon Music, or the iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. What are the other ones that were on there? The Pandora thing, and the, you know, all those things. All those things. There should be a little bit of a box somewhere on your little computer screen or on your phone that says, just like the son of a bitch. Just like him. Is that a lot? And people hit that you know, tap that little button whether they like you or not, just to show that they are, you know, there, that they exist. Hit that like button. I don't know what it does. I think when you hit the like button, my doorbell rings and I get an emergency pizza. I'm not sure what happens. I don't know the ramifications of you hitting the like button. My social media manager says it makes a difference. I say, how? She says, it's too much to explain to you, because if you knew what I was talking about, you wouldn't need me. That's what she says. If you want to subscribe to me, hit that little thing, subscribe. And I don't know what that means. I think I send you a monthly subscription to Newsweek. I'm really not sure. I don't know what that means. Look at all these magazine subscriptions. We're getting, like, every week, we're getting, like, 25, 30 magazines. We didn't ask for these things. Did you hit the subscribe button when you were listening to him on the internet? Well, yeah, I did. They asked me to. Well, now you're subscribing to all these magazines. That's what happens. Don't do that. But my social media manager says, do that. I'm not sending you a magazine, so I don't get the purpose of it. But apparently you're supposed to do that. Then there's a little button that says follow. Follow me. Now, don't do that really, but I think when you hit the button, there's something that happens in my body that stimulates me. I don't get it. I don't know what the follow button does. I think when you hit the button, somebody gets followed. I don't know what that means. Aaron, they follow your show. Where's it going? What do you mean they follow it? Do they listen to it? Yes. Why isn't it say listen on the little thing? Why does it say follow? We don't know any of this stuff. This is why I have a social media manager, because I don't know any of this. I might be a little bit older than you by just a couple of weeks, but I don't understand everything that I'm doing. And that's a very unsettling feeling. Aaron, you have a very popular show. Well, thank you very much. What's behind that? I don't know. I don't know. Well, how do people find out that you're actually doing it? I don't know. That's why I have a social media manager. They manage my social media, of which I don't even know what I'm talking about. I thought all media was social always, but now all of a sudden this is a thing. It's very confusing. It really is. And I don't like to be confused. I like to have a command of knowledge. But when I'm doing things and I don't know what I'm doing, but it seems to be good, then I'm confused. I don't understand what's going on. All I can say to you is, yeah, I like pizza. I also like toast.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites. White toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Hey, Ron.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today?
Doing great, Ron.
Fantastic. Comedian Bill Engvall joins us now. And urologist Dr. Joseph V. Detrolio joins us as well. Thanks for being here. Thanks to the both of you for discussing this. This is interesting because this is something that people don't discuss. Men don't discuss their medical things ever. And then you get to be a certain age where Bill and I think, are in the same age group here. All of a sudden, things start happening and you don't know quite what's going on. And I guess that's the point of our conversation today.
Yeah, well, just to show you how it's taken care of, Dr. Joe is actually 105, but he looks great.
Wow. That's incredible. Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's as far as I know, the oldest guy I've ever met. You know what, though, Ron, you're right. Joking aside, it is comedians over the decades have made fun of, you know, going in for your prostate exam and all that.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, for me, it was a choice that I had to make of, do I want to be around for my grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I want to live as long as the good Lord will let me? And all I have to do, like, especially this, as we were talking earlier, especially the problem guys have is if we can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, right.
In other words, like,
that's
if I have a cut on my hand, I can see I need stitches.
That's right.
But if my prostate's acting up, I'm just thinking, oh, I'm really peeing a lot,
yeah,
you know. But and then we just kind of ignore it because, mm-hmm, A, it's, you know, at that point, it's not painful. It's not, you know, uncomfortable other than,
right,
the fact that
it's livable.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you got to take the step, and as I think, and I'll turn this over to Dr. Joe, is just, it's that stupid old saying, prevention is, what is it? Prevention is 9/10 of fixing it. You know, it's like, don't wait for,
right,
if you're driving your car and the check engine light comes on and you just keep driving it, eventually that motor is going to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that, like it was same with the prostate. It's like,
it's true.
If I'm getting symptoms of peeing a lot,
uh-huh,
or getting up several times in the middle of the night, that should be, it's your body sending you a text message saying, hey, you might want to get us checked out.
Well, yeah. But now, doctor, over a certain age, just about every man pees more frequently. So it's not necessarily so a problem, but it could be. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And it's a lot of factors going on. If you go back 100 years, the average life expectancy was 53.
Really?
And yeah. And number one prolonger of life is antibiotics, because most people died from infection.
Right.
With antibiotics, we've been able to defeat infection and live a lot longer life.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article in the Wall Street Journal just the other day that said the first person that's going to live to be 200 is already alive today. And so you got to take care of yourself. You would never, to use your car analogy, you would never take a car from Los Angeles to Vegas without checking it if it's 10 years old.
Right.
The last thing in the world you want to do is get stuck in the desert.
Yeah, and that's called getting ready for a situation or preventing it from occurring as opposed to trying to fix it once it's a problem.
And understanding. Yeah. Understanding the natural aging process.
Yeah. Bill, you're all over the place. I don't mean it that way. I mean, did not sound right.
You're not the first to say that, Ron. It sounded that way.
You travel the country like almost every day of your life. I know in the beginning of February you're in three different states on three consecutive days, which is crazy. So how does one have the time, someone like yourself, even to be concerned about something like this? Do you have to make the time or what?
Well, I think what you just said is for me personally, Ron, that is why.
Yeah.
It's important for me. That's why I started taking this Urinathink. It's a supplement. It's not a mm-hmm. prescription. It's just a vitamin. Because of what Dr. Joe said, that, you know, our diet is not what it used to be. And when you're on the road like I am a lot, you know, a lot of times your eating choices are very limited. So, while I try to eat healthy as I can, you know, there are times when you're having a double cheeseburger or whatever, a pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
And if this vitamin will help me get through that and keep my little prostate happy, then I got no problem. And I tell you what I do. You know, a lot of guys say, well, I always forget to take them. Mm-hmm. What I do, and I learned this from my wife, is every night before I go to bed, I have what I need, that, you know, my vitamins and statins and whatever else I'm on are all right there in a little pile. So I have to look at them. And if you have to look at them, you're going to take them, you know, as opposed to just putting it off in the cabinet somewhere where it's easy to forget. Yeah.
I've always said that's a landmark of how old you are, how many pills you've taken. You can tell somebody's age.
Amen.
Yeah. I guess half the battle is going to see your doctor on a regular basis, making sure that you do that. You should do that all your life, but certainly when you get to be a senior. But I guess part two, doctor, would be to communicate these things to the doctor, because some men don't even embarrass themselves, quote unquote, in front of their doctor, which is nuts.
Well, you're exactly right again, because what happens is a good doctor gets the information with the patient not even knowing that they're giving the information. What I'll do in the office is, you know, where'd you go? What'd you do this summer? Mm-hmm. By them telling me, I went to Europe, I went here, we walked there, they're telling you my heart's okay, I'm doing all right, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have problems with this or that. And then when you get around to the urological system, because usually a urologist is the only doctor a man sees in later in life, unless they have a cardiac problem. But they're gun shy.
Yeah.
They're gun shy to go there. Yeah. And if you don't laugh, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
So you got to keep them happy, and you got to show concern, and just, you know, let them realize you're at a point in your life where the people that you interact with are more important than you are yourself.
Yeah.
And it's important that you are the strong link in that chain.
Yeah. Bill, whenever there's a celebrity that gets involved in something like this, I always like to thank them, because we always think that celebrities are like superhuman because of their schedules and their celebrity ship and their popularity, that they're in a different class. And then when you hear that someone like that has the same problems you have, or the same concerns, it kind of brings it all back into focus. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That was very sweet of you. Ron, I just got, because like my demographic is a lot of the Midwest, South, you know, actually I'm all over, like you said, I'm all over the map, but, you know, I say this with all due sincerity and not just pumping them up, but I want my fans around.
Yeah.
I want them to come see my shows. And, if nothing makes me sadder than when I get an email or something that, oh, my husband's in the hospital with this or that, because, you know. And I think to myself, I just don't, like you said, I'm like you. I could be your next door neighbor, and if, you know, and I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that
it's true.
As the older we get, it's like my doctor says, you put a lot of miles on this car.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to require a little more maintenance. And yeah. And this is an easy maintenance.
Yeah. We're running out of time, but I want to tell you a quick little story. I went to a concert recently here in the Boston area, and they had an intermission, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I went to the men's room, and there was a line around the whole facility to get in there. It was like a 15-minute wait. The line to the ladies' room, not so bad. It was just like, wow, that's changed.
Yeah, and I say what would be funny, Ron, is if you had the wherewithal to ask and say, how many times did you go tonight? I think they, especially if people had to really give you an honest answer, I think it'd be an eye opener for them.
I know. How do we get more information about this?
Joe, you want to take
that? Yeah, you can go to urinozinc.com, urinozinc.com. It's a natural supplement replacing all that has been evolved out of the foods that we eat because we don't prepare our foods.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much for your time and the information. Bill, thanks for making us laugh and getting through this life thing.
Well, thank you, Ron. Appreciate you doing this for us, brother.
It's a pleasure. You take care now.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, well, I wish you peace.